Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Montana Prime Meats. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, back on the ranch, Lamont Herman sorts cattle into small groups. If you know anything about ranching, you know something about sorting. Ranchers sort cattle for lots of reasons. Age, health, size, or reproductive status. Basically, whether cows are pregnant or not. They do it to wean, to vaccinate, to breed, and to market. And that's what's happening today out here at the Herman Ranch in Bighorn County.
So what we're doing, Sarah, is just trying to group them up into three groups. So our heaviest ones will be down there, our middle-sized, middleweight ones here, and our smaller ones at this end.
Lamont is sorting cattle with his teenage son, Colton. Three groups of cattle go to three different locations. The smallest animals go into pastures the farthest away from where we're standing now. The mediums go to pastures a little closer in, and the biggest right here.
So it takes them longer to grow, and by the time they get here, they'll be the biggest animals.
Okay.
Rotation.
Rotation.
Yep.
And of course, some of those animals rotate out of the herd, onto the truck, and off to the packing plant in Sheridan.
And then we want the ones that are closer to slaughter, closer to the house, because we haul out.
I see.
Yeah.
So every 2 weeks, Lamont cuts five or so cows from the herd, plus whatever hogs and lambs are ready.
It's been six, but this past week, why I said five is because we could only fit five in the trailer, because we had five hogs and one lamb, so kind of look like the Noah's Ark going down.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah, so.
Consider that most ranchers ship their calves to distant feedlots once a year. What Lamont's doing, ranching, but also continual shipping, distributing, and marketing, is unusual. It certainly takes a person who likes a lot of irons in a lot of fires, and that's Lamont. It's a bright blue jackets off big sky day, but windy, and that's got the cattle riled up. They're shoving, snorting, and stamping in their corral. Restless, but not stressed. It's time, though.
And yep. Where are you in the process right this moment?
Just beginning. So we're going to, I'm going to look through them and get them in my mind. I use the corral, the rails on the corral as a guide of height. So like this animal that's just about, see number seven right there, the head?
Mm-hmm.
The one to the right of him, he's broadside to us. See, he's 4 inches higher than that second to the top rail.
Yeah.
The red tag looking at us. That's how I kind of gauge height. I'll go off of a rail.
So very scientific.
It is. It is very, very. But it's about as accurate as you can get.
We begin walking along the corral, and Lamont makes mental notes of the cattle's sizes.
So like these would be in our medium, but that calf right here, he's going to go into the farthest group away from the house. That one, $5.99. There's about three in here in this group. $5.91 will probably go to that other direction. Just gives me an idea of kind of what to look for when they're coming at you. Hopefully not full speed, but.
Lamont gets the measure of the herd after walking the length of the corral, and then it's time for me to tuck out of the way and for him and Colton to sort for real, using gates to divert the cattle into various pens.
Right in here's a good spot.
Okay.
Yep, and then they can come right by you, maybe up against this just a little bit more, because
sure.
I leave the guys to their work on this hilltop corral and climb into Jennifer's pickup, where she and her little dog, Hank, have been enjoying the sun out of the wind.
All right, that worked out well.
Well, you couldn't have got a nicer day to come out.
I mean, isn't it gorgeous?
Gosh.
Next week, the Hermans shoot a commercial in their Billings storefront.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.